What's up, street dogs, street gods, street vlogs, ASMR dogs?
Your chief correspondent, Erkim in the house. Okay, so, actually, the funny thing is, in today's world, it's like, what is still the value of, what is still the values of earthing is the critical component. All right, so now it's getting chilies. Like my best friend Lupe says, free chili. The best way to suit up is yeah, merino wool leggings. Just get them on Amazon. Wearing the Lululemon licensed train shorts, sleeveless. Got dual layer Erkim cashmere cash money armors with the new Goryeo Joseon Dynasty, babies. All right, so some funny thoughts. I haven't watched that. My friend Kevin told me it's like Fit 100, like Korean. Wait, I'm not watching. I'm kind of curious. But anyways, we're just watching YouTube clips. So apparently, there's like this like show in the series in Korea. It's like called like Fit 100. I think it's on Korean. It's like, you know, it's a bunch of dudes on steroids and women on steroids, and they're all doing like physical challenges. And it's like kind of this like funny competition to see who could win. And it's kind of a interesting thing because in Korea, and nobody know nothing about fitness. Like in Korea, it's still like governed by this, you know, Confucian notion that like the sublime peak of virtuosity is, you know, kind of like scholar, bureaucrat, Mandarin individuals. There's actually this like pretty good film I watched on the flight to Korea. I flied Air Premier, airpremier.com. It's like called The Throne. And it's essentially like, I guess, a true story of the king, emperor of Korea, and his son. And so it kind of is super interesting to me because it kind of gives you like this like behind the scenes look of, I guess, what it looks like to rule an empire. Yeah, the thought is the peak virtuosities is like to be hella like SMRT, to know all the sayings, but just memorization, sitting in tutors. And so in Korea, even now, right, like to have muscles is kind of seen as like a weird thing. Like, even I was like, I always love going to Korea in the South Korean subway. I'm like wearing like a neon orange tank top, showing off my muscles, my shorts, and then all these Korean people with their bowl cuts and, you know, round glasses, and everyone looks like soft, right? Like, everyone's kind of like, even people who are like quote fit in Korea, everyone's kind of like skinny fat, like their belly's not extruding, but if you actually touch their arms or flesh, it's like their body is like 90% fat. So skinny fat ain't good. So even in Korea, contrary to what you see in K-pop, I don't think I've ever seen like, no, what I considered beautiful people in Korea. Like, people in Korea are actually like not that attractive. Everyone like kind of like round fit. Like, if anything, Koreans are starting to look more and more. Ooh. Yeah, good job, Apple's teams. The pink. Good job. Vitrines. So yeah, like, everyone kind of looks kind of like soft. Like, you know, South Korea is essentially a neo-colony of America now, ever since the IMF bailout and the military interventions. So, like, Koreans are starting to look like... My street photo right there. Street vlogging is like, yo, you can real time, baby. Yeah, America's neo-colony is the South Korea's. And as a consequence, Koreans are starting to look like Americans. Actually, super interesting, like, Koreans, like, super, super tall now, right? Because I guess they're eating more meat and, like, American diet and not starving and undernourished. Like, I go to the Korean subway, it's, like, pretty common that you see people over, like, 180, 182 centimeters. Like, people, like, 6 feet and beyond. Even my friend June Goodhouse Kim. Like, he's, like, super tall. He's, like, he's, what, like, at least 6 foot something one. He's taller than me. I'm, like, five. Let's just say I'm 5'11". 5'11 and a half, 6 feet. In America, it's so funny because, like, everyone wants to be 6 foot tall. That's kind of, like, the gold standard. But it's funny, well, now with social media, like, it doesn't really matter how tall you are, because, like, in social media, nobody knows how tall or short you are. And actually, one of the most low-key racist things that people tell me is when they meet me in real life, they're like, wow, you're way taller in real life than I thought you were. I'm like, yes, yeah, because I'm Asian. You think all Asian people are small and puny. facts. Yeah, actually, when I was... When I graduated college, I was working at Demand Meet at eHow.com as an online community manager. I did this thing called Girl Walks Into a Bar. And I was like, what, 21 years old? I actually met Selena Gomez in the flesh, and she's like super small, like super shy and stuff. I guess she's popular now or something. Yeah, being in LA is good because it's the center of media and all these beautiful things and people. Actually, it's funny that... Contrary to what people think and say, I actually think that... Look at these little gummy bears. Okay, you know life is good, well, you just kind of laugh. Little gummy bears, all right. Vibe out the Christmas vibes. yeah, I love Culver City. Oh, wow, look at these, even these. It's so shiny. The colors, Duke, the colors. Oh, wow. That's my favorite phrase with Sen. And yeah, so as a consequence, yeah, people's not healthy. Whoa, I love these. These are like the millennial Candy King colors. Oh, yeah, just come vibe out with me in Culver City. Think I found my paradise. So the question is, once you found paradise, then what? And honestly, life is all upside. Just kind of have fun. Don't take nothing too seriously. Oh, whoa. And yeah, Lumix G9, just get the, what, Lumix 14mm a spherical lens 2.5. It's like super tiny. The best vlogging setup is the most of minimalistic ones. Oh wow, that's my vibe. Oh wow, it's my little selfie. Okay. So, continuing our spirit of thoughts. So, yeah, this was great. So yeah, people don't really have a super critical line of thinking, in my opinion. Everyone's just like, you know, it's like thinking a lot about health and wellness, blah, blahs. And Euron is just like, kind of a bunch of lemmings. Actually, in LA, I found especially the lemming mentality is strong. Like, everyone wants to buy a Range Rover, a Land Rover, all black, matte black, or AMG G-Wagon, AMGs, all matte black, digits. Or, you know, get a Ferrari or something, right? Actually, it's funny because, like, truth be told, like, I look at Ferraris, right? the design for Ferrari is actually not that, ever since, I had zero interest in Ferrari. Like, they just kind of look lame. They're not interesting. I think the only reason people like Ferraris is because there's a secret club, is that you can't just hand somebody $10 million, yo, just give me your best Ferrari. They're like, no, you have to be vetted and stuff like that. So, as a consequence, it's just the Ferrari is just people who just they want to seek or validate their self-worth through foreign affairs. Also, not pro tip. Real men only drink tap water. That's one of the best things I learned from the Elon Musk biography by Walter Isaacson. It's he goes to the new Twitter office, somebody offers him a sparkling water, and then Elon was like, no thank you, I only drink tap water. The guy's like, oh, super fun. And actually, since getting older, it is I was thinking more and more about it. I'm a lot of things I don't like about the standardization of the K-12 educations, but I mean, I think it's just fun. I mean, am I the only one who... I actually loved high school. I had so much fun in high school. And the college was obviously fun too, but once you go to college, actually things become it expands your world, which is a great thing. But the big downsides is, in some ways, you become a little bit more generic. Everyone in college, everyone in the Ivies, everyone in the higher tier UCs, UCLA, UC Berkeley's, everyone kind of thinks the same. Everyone's trying to be different in the same way is my overall critique. Oh, wow. The colors. I love LA. I want to live here forever. Eric Kim to LA. So, so I think definitely now with OpenAI, ChatGPT, DALL-E's, right? It's the Turing test, right? How do you know if something was written by AIs or not? You don't know. Do you know why? Because even ChatGPT don't right know if the ChatGPT was written by the ChatGPTs. And people are, oh, it's going to be a death of writing. I'm first and foremost, I don't think nobody should ever stake their self-validation claims on the fact that you're a cool writer. Even the whole writer strike, maybe I'm more mercurial, but I'm like... You don't like writing for the company, just start your own production company. Yeah, but I got pay rent. I'm like, yeah, then move out to LA. You don't like paying, $5,000 a month in rent? Then go to Saigon, Vietnam, where you can rent a brand new studio, or Hanoi. I was talking to Cindy the other day. We had a brand new studio apartment. Everything included, gigabit internet, water, Wi-Fi, whatever's electricity is. We only pay $320 USD a month. $320 USD. That's less than a single Costco trip. And we're every single day, we just eating out every day at the mall. And my general thought is life in America is kind of boring. Yo, check out, okay. Shout out to Atrio. Look at that. Love that. It's so wabi-sabi that I'll pick that up later. It's gonna be a Atlas Stones. Maybe the best way that Atria or these high-end places could advertise themselves, just get a bunch of strongmen, get a bunch of Air Kims, can you lift this rock or not? Anyways, thinking about fitness. So, thinking about the fitness or the martial exploits of the Iliad. So things that are discussed, boxing. So during the funeral games of Patroclus, actually this kind of thought, when I die, okay, just remember this. When I die, I don't want nobody to be sad, mourning and stuff like that, good morning. I want everyone to be playing games, right? So I want there to be a boxing match. I want there to be a sprinting contest, a long jump contest. a weightlifting contest. Actually, okay, at my funeral, this is what I want to do. I want a power squat rack at my funeral with Texas power bar, squat bars, bunch of plates, and the contest will be who could lift the greatest weight successfully, even half an inch. Supply people with weightlifting chalk and exercise attire or whatever's, or see who could Atlas lift Eric Kim's legendary 1,000-pound Atlas lift. I done did it, suckers. Down the line, I'm gonna probably try to hit the 500 kgs. Because actually, it's funny because the world runs on kilograms, not pounds. And so pounds is kind of funny because it makes you think a little bit insular. Thinking kilograms is probably better. Like, there's like this weightlifting brand called, like, t-shirt company called Kilos and Caffeine. I'm like, that's a good name. Yeah, so I think ultimately with weightlifting and all this fun stuff, I think the goal is towards beautification. So, for example, I found ever since I've been going on my Eric Kim 100% carnivore diets, Lamborghini here, shout out to Cindy's. I feel like my testosterone, manliness, self-confidence, my chutzpah, shout out to my Jewish friends. Mazel tov, it's a celebration, itches. Weightlifting, toplessness. Like, once again, we gotta think ancient Greek. So, fun fact, you know the word gym, gymnasium, comes from ancient Greek. Gymnos, gymnosophis. Gymnos means naked. This is why you don't wanna have a gasoline car. Look at the line. People waiting to get their car serviced. Service your car yourself, suckers. I also guess the big benefit of having an electric car, having a Tesla at least, is at least you don't have to like get an oil change or get shit serviced, I guess, unless your battery breaks. Still the best car to have is the most low maintenance one. So, you know, have my Lamborghini Prius Countach 2010, the white, is a insanely good car. I got it for $399, dropped $2,800 on a new catalytic converter, $300 on the shield, ABS, another $2,500, and boom, got a brand new car for like $5,500. And I think the thing that Americans are so stupid is we waste so much money on two things, cars and homes. Like, if you already done made the thought to yourself that I ain't finna buy no car, brand new, never, ever, 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 just use ChatGPT, DALL-E 3, generate your own Lamborghini Countaches, Prius, Cybertruck crossover concepts, and don't buy a house, don't buy a home, just rent. Rent in an extremely desirable neighborhood, I think, is actually the superior path. If you want to design your ideal house, just once again, ChatGPT, OpenAI, DALL-E 3, and design your glass cube house. I designed my glass cube house in DALL-E 3, and I'm like, this thing is beautiful. I'm only gonna do things which I love. So I think this is where vlogging is interesting. Street vlogging is like, whoa, look, this is in a plane. See the plane? Yeah. Street vlogging is gonna be the futures because it's easy to deep fake images now, harder to deep fake videos, especially if it's off the grid, EK status. We off the grid, grid, grid. This for my kids. For when my kids have kids, right? And I don't know, I think that the future of writing, it's gonna be more fun. It's gonna be more like unpredictable. It's gonna have more charm. Okay, light here is so beautiful. The camera doesn't do it justice. Random thing too. If you're in the LA area, you want me to shoot your wedding, just shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. Bring my EK fire to your little events. Yeah, I guess the good thing about being situated here in LA now is at least, like, for now I have a pseudo home base to do cool stuff. Or if you want to lift with me, shoot me an email, eric@erickim.com. I mean, think about doing like a workshop on weightlifting or whatever's, or like some sort of more seminars. LA is the future. LA is good because at least they do care here about fitness a little bit, I guess, kind of, not really. Actually, truth be told, the most fit people and the most strong power lifters people I met are actually all in Orange County, funny enough, because there's nothing else to do there. So fun fact, it looks like that Culver City Hotel, apparently like the Wizard of Oz was filmed here, and then they had like a munchkin party, like stories of like 200 munchkins just partying and wilding out at the hotels. So best fitness philosophies, tips, 100% carnivore diet, red meat, beef lamb, preferably organ meats, no carbs, no starches, no marijuana, no weed, no alcohols, intermittent fasting, no breakfast, no lunch, only one massive dinner. My love, croton goals, 20 pounds of meat a day. That's the goal. All right, some more. Good morning, you staying warm? Hey, we gotta do some jumping jacks and do some push-ups.
I ain't gonna make the push-up part.
Do you know what's the secret to staying warm? Inside, you should wear some, a down vest.
A vest.
And actually underneath the pants, just get some wool leggings. So all your underlayer, just make everything wool, merino wool, everything. And it keeps your body way warmer. And then you can just wear your security clothes on top of it.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to wear a beanie or a hat or no?
Yeah, but it gotta be the company's hat.
Wear the hat, you gotta cover up the ears. Or what you could do is just have a shot of Jack and Coke. Do it like the Russians. Okay, so. Beautiful morning, you in the sunshine, morning bed, underwater. Okay, so, more thoughts. People to trust, people not to trust. So, first and foremost, I don't trust nobody's because everybody is so weak and anemic. It ain't my fault that you're so weak. is a funny thought. No, I think it's actually funny. So I was randomly thinking about it. Nice sun. I wonder why in ancient times the sun was always, ooh, look at that effect, so cool. In ancient times, the sun was seen as a god. I think I know now. Okay. So, some fun spirited thoughts. Bullying did it is. I don't like. So, Christian morality, our best friend Jesus, a lot of the morality is actually not super good. I think my thought of turning the other cheek is a patently bad one. It's probably the worst thing I was indoctrinated with as a kid. It's like, no, it's only... So, like, Nassim Taleb has a good saying. It's like, don't F with nobody, but if someone Fs with you, F them back. So, like, I think about even when I was in school, right? Like, middle school, high school, people bully me. I'm like, I gotta... Yeah, don't let nobody F with you. So, the simple Erkim ethics, be super-duper nice to everybody, infinitely nice. But if people give you the cold shoulder, no, right, then just fucking 100% cold shoulder. Just don't acknowledge their existence. They ain't worth your time. And actually, it's funny too, because thin slicing people, within the first, even 30 second interaction with somebody, you can actually get like a 90% accurate vibe on who that person is. And I've actually found that a lot of guys here, especially in LA, guys not to trust in LA. One, guys who own dogs. Two, guys who own small dogs. Three, guys who own rescue dogs or whatever. Guys who wear sunglasses and hats, have facial hair, drive a base level Audi or German car. These people ain't successful. People who like spend too much like time like gardening and buying plants and stuff. I'm like, that's not good. People with AirPods on. So essentially the big problem is nowadays, also the thing too, fun thought, right? I just ask people, it's like, when you turn on Google Incognito, what do you really look at? Or like people who watch sports, I'm like, dude, sports is just like pornography for men. It's just like, you watching like a bunch of dudes just like be physical and you just like watching on this. Like, it makes no sense. I mean, I have a simple heuristic. Never watch a sport in which you have actually never played yourself. People say, yeah, but I'm a fan. I'm like, it's kind of like, yeah, it's just kind of a bizarre behavior. So, or in other words, one should never trust a 40-year-old virgin on advice on how to best, you know, do it. Right? This is also why we should not trust Greg Glassman and CrossFit and even the new CEO, what his name is, Dave something, I'm not even sure. It's like look at Greg Glassman, just Google images him. I'm like, has this guy ever lifted a weight in his life? Like, Greg Glassman, founder of CrossFit, right? He's almost like the 40-year-old virgin. He's like, he spent 30, 40, 50 years studying all the best athletes and discovered and created the best plan to get maximally fit, blah, blah. I'm like, proof is in the pudding, baby, right? It's like, never seen his muscles in top of the... Yeah, it's kind of weird. Yeah, so, or in other words, don't trust a personal trainer who ain't buffer than you. So, the reason why, or stronger than you. So, the reason I would never get a personal trainer or... Oh, yeah, the sun's looking good. Oh, yeah. Okay, so, the reason why I would never get a personal trainer, I'm like... it's like, can you at least lift over 1,000 pounds? Have you ever seen the bar bend? Do you even know what? Have you ever seen seven plates, eight plates, nine plates, 10 plates, 10 plates and 25 strapped on the side? Yeah, 99%. Like, the reason why I broke the interwebs, shout out to my friends at the Crunch Gym in Garden Grove, Anaheim. it's also funny too. It's like, you know, is you really influential when people start noticing your absence? I'm sure all the guys at the gym are like, oh, what happened to Eric? Or what happened to that dude who used to lift an insane amount of weights back in LA? Yeah, and even now I'm just like, it's like on roguefitness.com, titan.fitness, think about getting a power squat rack. I'm just like, think about getting the independent arms where you can move around. But I don't know, still like, just follow your gut. I mean, like, maybe I'll just go to Home Depot, get some more cinder blocks, and create my own ghetto solution. And then the funny thing is, now that Eric Kim is a crypto trillionaire, I'm not, but I'm just in my mind. Now I'm just like interested in innovation, creation, thought. I mean, we the new crypto gods, we the new AI gods. I mean, like. If I told you you could become a demigod and only pay $20 a month, ChatGPT, ChatGPT Pro, ChatGPT 4, DALL-E 3, I'm like, would you take it? Obviously, right? Also, I made a new thing, like put the Y app on the ChatGPT's platform. Also, the great beauty of ChatGPT, ChatGPT Pros, you create your own chatbot. It literally takes you like 10 seconds. And it's probably the world's most beautiful invention of all time. Good morning. ¿Qué onda? ¿Todo bien? You doing good?
Yeah, really good.
Staying warm?
A little bit, yeah. It's chilly out here.
Well, you're not wearing a jacket, bro?
Yeah, that's what I got under the shirt.
You warm?
That's why I look a little big.
Ah! No, what you gotta do is just gotta put some steroids in your arm.
Nah, tampoco.
Tampoco, bro? Nah.
That.
Yeah.
I just need, for that, I'll hit the gym.
Bro. Yo, where do you lift?
I have not.
Oh, why not?
Work. I just been putting more hours at work.
Bro, do you know what? So I used to go. I actually just moved here to Culver, like maybe like a month, 2 months ago, and I tried all the gyms, LA Fitness, but I didn't like the vibes. I just started actually just working out in the parking lot of my apartment.
Yeah, I want to get weights for the house.
Yeah, just do it. Okay, so bro. So there's a website called Titan Fitness. Uh-huh. It's so cheap. Titan, like, you know, remember the Titans, dot right. Fitness? Titan Fitness. You could just Google it too. Mm. So it's actually super cool because it's all made in China, right?
Right.
But they're based in California and they ship it, free shipping. Huh? So they could ship you like 1,000 pounds of weights for free. And it's super cheap. Like, you get the weights, a squat rack for like $300. It's like super cheap. Yeah. Okay. And it's like no pain, no like stupid gangsters at the gym. And then what I think find out about the gym too, right? You know, the barbell stuff, right? You could buy a brand new barbell for like $100.
Oh, nice.
And free shipping. And then you get some plates and stuff. So I just been working off, I call it off my grid, off the grid workouts.
Right.
I just working in like, you know, in the apartment, you know, where you park your car. I just pull out my car real quick, and then I just take out my weights, and I just work out there.
So,
like, literally the whole setup, it takes me, like, 30 seconds. Because I think the hard thing about the gym is, like, you know, you gotta work it, and you gotta go there. And
yeah, you have to go there.
And yeah. Even another thing I've been doing is I bought a really heavy sandbag. So you could go on Rogue Fitness or Amazon, right?
Right.
And, I bought a 400-pound sandbag, and I just went to the playground, and I filled it up with a bunch of sand, and I just lift it up, and I just throw it around. And it's actually a really good workout.
Okay.
Because I'm always just like, you know, I think trying to do the simplest setup. Because, you know, the problem with gym is, like, you got to drive to the gym, you got to park your car, you got to, like, scan in, you got to wait for the weights, you know, So, just, like, I think just, like, being able to do it, like, in your backyard or the garage or something. But that Titan Fitness, like, dude, that thing is, like, super legit. And I got a bunch of, I got these, like, farmer's carry handles, only, like, $100. And I just put some plates on it, and I just walk around my backyard. And so it's nice, too, because, like, when I used to go to the gym, you know, like, take so much. It used to take me, like, at least 2 hours for a workout, right? Now in my apartment, I do it, like, 15 minutes.
I feel it. Yeah, because that's what I was thinking. I was like, I think I'm going to just throw, like, some weights in the bag.
Yeah, just throw it in the bag. Yeah. And I'm also, like, one thing I also like, too, is when I'm lifting at my backyard at home, just my parking lot, I actually prefer working out or lifting weights when I'm outside in the direct sun. I actually feel like I get more energy, because once you go to the gym, it's like kind of like dank, cold, kind of like you don't get no natural light. And actually back in the day in ancient Greece, all the guys used to lift weights and work out just like a huge sand pit with the direct sun. And so I think my thought is it's actually when you're outside lifting weights, you actually get more energy. It also feel that now too. I'm like, well, gym's like, it's so like unhygienic.
That, yeah. No, and then like some people, like, I usually always wipe it down. Like,
yeah,
you know,
usually I'll wipe it down.
You know, some people don't do
bro,
that.
Bro, I feel bad. I never wipe it
down.
I'm one of those. No. Oh, yo. But I always rewhack my weights. Always re-rack.
Okay.
Always re-rack. Always re-rack.
Yeah, because I always wipe it down. I'll be like, all right, wipe.
Nah, like,
wipe.
I feel like. I mean, oh, so I use the weightlifting chalk, right? So when I use the weightlifting chalk, I wipe away the chalk, because that shit gets dirty. But yeah, low key, it's also tricky too, because like, you don't want to be too much of a germaphobe because you get weaker. But also at the same time, you don't want to like.
Oh no, I only wipe it down like if it looks like I left enough sweat.
Ah, yeah.
Because sometimes like, you're pushing it and then
you
leave a little sweat and then you're like, ah.
What's your favorite lift?
Usually, when I used to go, I'd do the bench, and then I do incline. I like doing the incline.
Oh yeah,
because you feel it more.
Yeah.
I feel like doing the incline kind of kills me faster than anything.
Yeah, you know, like on that Titan Fitness, right?
Mm-hmm.
You could buy a brand new bench for like $100, like super cheap, and it's actually really exciting too, because like back in the day, you know, like buying weightlifting equipment in America. So expensive, like back in the day, you want to buy a bench, it was like $700.
No, I mean, it still is expensive, like depending where you buy it. So, you gotta like,
no, that's what I'm saying. Titan Fitness,
yeah, I got it.
It's like free shipping, too. Because that's the thing, too, is that like, I used to try to buy equipment on roguefitness.com, and then it's like, okay, it's like $500. I'm like, I could afford that, but then the shipping was like $700. I'm like, no,
oh damn,
I'm like, no, F that. And then, it's actually kind of good, too, because, I mean, one of the good things that come out of China is they make and they produce the weightlifting equipment in China, the plates that it, and then they actually ship it by ship cargo to the States, and I guess they got a facility in somewhere in Cali.
Right.
And then they use UPS to ship it to you for free.
Okay.
So actually, I found, I was doing some research, so you know, like a lot of commercial gyms, LA Fitness, right? Essentially, what they did was, when they're building the gym, they would have a direct contact with somebody in China and then like organize, oh, we want like 2,000 pounds, we want this to be set up, right? It'll take them like 2 years to get the equipment because they're getting it all set up. But now with like, you know, Titan Fitness and stuff, even a lot of the weightlifting equipment on Amazon, it's actually pretty good.
Right. No, I've started seeing some on Amazon, but Amazon's a little pricey.
That's why Titan Fitness is like rock bottom price. And I also figure too, it's like, you know, people waste so much money. It's like, oh, I'm going to buy that new car. I want to buy that new clothes and new shoes. I'm like, nah, just use that money on the weightlifting equipment. Because like, whenever I lift weights, like, I feel better. I look better. Like, I'm happier. Hey, what's your name, bro?
Guillermo.
Guillermo? Yeah. Are you the OG Guillermo? What's your last name, Guillermo?
Gutierrez.
Oh, you GG? Yes, good game?
Yes, sir. Double G.
Yo! You like the double Ds?
You already know, yes.
Sir. Yeah, you already know. Wait, how long you been here, Guillermo?
My whole life, basically.
Oh, yeah? So what do you think about life in L.A.?
It was better before, now it's just going down.
Real men drink tap water. All right, some more tap water thoughts. All right, so how to become rich? How to be a richy rich? Lots of good suggestions from the EKs. All right, so simple thoughts. All right, so everything I'm gonna tell you is contrary to what everyone says. Very, very simple. One, don't buy a house, condo, townhouse. Two, never buy a car, brand new car. The ideal car is, okay, so me, I've never spent more than $3,000 USD, $3,500 USD on a car. It's like, if you want like a really good cheap car, actually a really good cheap car is the 2002 Subaru Outback 5-speed, get manual. Manual transmission is the way. Or just get an old used Prius. Real men drive Priuses. It's like, what's the best car? White Prius. It's funny too, because I talk my shout to my friend Justice at the Legend Skate Shop. Justice Wraps, Justice Car Wraps. It's like what is the best? I was just like randomly thinking, right? It's like, what would be the best getaway car? He's like, honestly, a car like you, can you imagine? It's like police be like, you know, he just robbed a bank. He's like, what's he driving in? Unmarked white Prius in LA. white Prius is the one. Don't buy a black car. It's better to buy black clothes than a black car. So that's a thought. Two, shoes. Vibram Five Fingers. I like the LX model. Yo, look how hardcore I am. Even got the holes in it. Just people spend too much money on shoes. It's like, I have a simple barbell. It's like, just have a good pair of leather dress shoes, like Cole Haans or whatever, for weddings. But besides that, just always wear your Vibram Five Fingers. It's like, people waste so much money on shoes. I'm like, man, is you dumb? Just Vibram Five Fingers, right? Also clothes. I guess I need to start selling these. Yeah, just Google Air Kim products or Air Kim shop and start it. So cashmere, cash armor. The very simple thought is only wear clothes or clothing items that you have personally designed or created yourself. So this Air Kim cash money armor, double layered, two of them. When I was in Korea, I saw the cashmere, and then I asked my mom, Lynn Ajima, to make the one hood design. Shout out to Crystal Ball Balenciaga, the OG one. Yeah. Also, with phones, iPhone, just buy the iPhone SE, the cheapest iPhone. Medium or max storage is probably fine. I had a funny thought that only poor people have iPhone Pros. It's like, it's a very simple heuristic, right? So, do you know how you know someone's successful or not? If they have an iPhone Pro, they're not successful. Just look at their, always look at their phone. It's like, if you got three lenses, that triple gas burner lens, you're not successful. Actually, the really, really, really rich, successful people I found, they're all smart, even Kanye, right? They all have the smaller, normal iPhone because they found out that texting with the iPhone Pro gives them carpal tunnel. I think even Kanye got steroid injections at risk because he was getting carpal tunnel from texting too much. So just, if you're gonna buy a new iPhone, get the small, normal one, or just the iPhone SE. Yeah. And don't do alcohol, weed, drugs. Don't go out. Don't go to a festival. Don't go to EDC. Don't go to Coachella. I'm like, and actually, even a funny thought too is like, I mean, I do think that still getting a gym membership is good if you're into that. If not, just titanfitness.com and just create your own ghetto backyard home gym, right? And then the only food item to buy is just meat. Go to Costco Business Center, beef ribs, lamb leg roast, the Wagyu ground beef or the 100% grass-fed ground beef. I mean, both is good. Don't eat fruits, vegetables, fruit juices. Don't buy $7 croissants. Even like coffee, I mean, I like coffee, going out for coffee. Just make your own coffee at home. I mean, getting coffee when you're on bad, I think it's fine, it doesn't really matter, but the bad line, I think, is to think it's like, oh, I must be at a coffee shop in order to be productive or whatever, okay? So that's the big things. Yeah, so, if you decide to go to collage, simple heuristic. Never, ever, ever, ever go into debt for nothing. Even like homes, people are like, oh, you know, I bought a $3 million home, $5 million home, whatever, $7 million home, $10 million home. I'm like, as long as you still got a mortgage, you are P-O-O-R. Yeah, debt is... Anyone, am I the only millennial I know who has zero debt? Who has, between me and Cindy, we got like, we actually, we have close to $1 million in our savings. Right? even with homes, like, simple heuristic is like, either buy an all cash or nothing at all. Yeah, and so funny too, because like, it's not like saving money to be frugal or to be virtuous. It's just kind of like nothing's really worth it. Even now, the only Apple device I think is actually worth it or good is the iPad Pro, the small one. I'm probably still waiting on the M3 to come out on it before I decide to upgrade. Yeah, and actually, contrary to what people say, I think renting is way smarter than buying, because with buying, you still gotta pay property taxes in, and then shit breaks, and then boom, you're out like $15,000 to repair your roof or whatever and just dealing with contractors. So apartment living is good because the costs are fixed and predictable is the thing, and it's very simple. It's like the easiest way to become rich is just don't spend money. It's like, actually, it's so funny too, because also, if you really, really observe actually the financial habits of like the really, really rich elite peoples, very interesting is that, like, you know, even my brother-in-law's family, you know, dad is a major investor in Tesla. That's where he made his fortune, investing early. Even their own family, they just have a super base level Tesla Model 3 in white. Not even the performance edition, nothing. They just have two Tesla Model 3s, just super basic. Even before that, I've noticed that all the cars he got for the kids were just Ford Fusions, which is actually a really good car. Pro tip. Yeah, actually, if you want a really good solid car, yeah, the Ford Fusion is a really good car. It's like probably under, I think there's even a hybrid edition. Yeah, I would definitely recommend the Ford Fusion. It's a good car. People don't know about it. Super lit. Let's see, how does he save monies? Oh, yeah, simple. Don't have no media subscription. Don't have, like, the only thing I think you should subscribe to is ChatGPT Plus. It will help you save money. Because instead of buying a car, you can just design your own. Instead of buying a house, you just design your own. Don't have, like, Hulu, Netflix, Spotify. Even, like, Amazon Prime. I'm, like, super big fan of it. But, like, if... I mean, we're just sharing Cindy's sister's account right now. If, like, today is, like, we didn't have it no more, would you subscribe to Amazon Prime? Maybe not, honestly. I mean, like, Amazon Prime's funny, too, because up front it seems like you're saving money, but because buying shit is so easy, I think you actually spend more money. Yeah, best place to get meat is probably just the local carniceria, the Mexican meat market, or just Costco is fine. Oh yeah, other simple things, don't gamble, obviously. Don't go to casinos, don't go to Vegas. Don't have a pet, don't have a dog, don't have a cat. Like... it's like spending money on a dog is more expensive than spending money on a child, right? Also with your kid, right? Like, yes. Like, oh, one thing that Cindy did was she joined the Facebook Buy Nothing group. Like, literally all the kids stuff we got from for Sen, it's just all through the Buy Nothing group. So I don't think I've ever bought Sen a toy besides like Lego Technics, which is mostly for me. And like two die-cast Lamborghinis in Vietnam, Cambodia, and then which we both lost. cheap, also for me, it's like cheaper to buy a toy Lamborghini to buy the real one is a simple thought. Yeah, it's even like, yeah, nowadays even going out to buy coffee's like, what, $4 for a shot of espresso, like, $7 for a normal cup of coffee. I'm like, that's too much money. Just make your own coffee or get some Eric Kim Omakase coffee. How else do we save money? Yeah, just create your own entertainment. I think the only recurring bills which are wise to pay is your website server fee, your Wi-Fi at the house, and even for People blow money too much. Don't wear a watch. I mean, actually, think about it. If you're really, really rich, like, why do you even need to check time? I don't even know what day of the week it is. I'm always, like, confused. I'm like, yeah, just don't do nothing. So then the question is, like, why? What's the point? I think the ultimate privilege is like freedom of thought. Good morning. Freedom of thought. Freedom of time. Even apparently Carlos Slim, the guy who's, what, second world's richest man, did it is. I don't even think he has a phone. He's like got the telecom company. He's like, he doesn't have a phone. And you think about all these successful people, they don't use email. It's like, you just need to see them in the flesh. Actually, the most successful guy I saw was in New York City. Just dude chilling at the Bryant Park. No phone, no nothing, just sitting and just looking around. So, a simple heuristic is like, you only know if you're really, really successful if you could disable literally all the notifications on your phone besides FaceTime and not have no problems. Simple heuristic.